On November 5th, the Assembly passed a temporary face covering requirement for all indoor public spaces. That did not contain specific enforcement measures for non-compliance, but fines were proposed in a new emergency law nearly 2 weeks later. The proposal generated more than an hour of online public testimony against the measure. Petersburg's police chief, Jim Kerr, gave his personal opinion the emergency ordinance would drive his officers to leave.
I used to say the quality of life and what Petersburg has to offer is what keeps officers here. But if we start enforcing mandates and ordinances that divide this community further, officers will move from Petersburg because of the quality of life and conflicts. Let me be clear. I do not support enforcing mask mandates or ordinances.
This fall's outbreak of the pandemic has officers out sick with COVID-19 this month, along with employees from other borough departments, local schools, daycares, and businesses. More than two dozen of those businesses and clubs signed a letter opposing the emergency ordinance, saying they'd close their doors and put up a sign closed due to government overreach if the measure was approved. Hammer and Wecon General Manager Jim Floyd told the Assembly he was COVID positive and opposed the enforcement by local businesses.
We're not equipped to enforce what you're asking. We're short on manpower and resources, the same as we've heard from both the medical community and the schools. We are overworked, stressed, and stretched to the limit. In addition, it is not right that we require employees to be the enforcers in addition to their normal job functions. The problem is that you are fighting human nature. People do not like being enforced upon ideals to which they do not believe in.
The proposed enforcement measures ran into opposition from organizations already taking steps to highlight the existing face covering requirement. Nathan Lopez, pastor of the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church, said his church had switched to online worship, but he could not support the enforcement.
Our issue is not against the mask mandate. It is against us being forced to deny admittance to people from coming into our church to worship together, and we cannot do that.
The ordinance cites the continuing high case numbers in the community. It adds language to the existing face covering requirement to include communal spaces, including workout areas, community events, and private social clubs. It had fines of $50 for individuals who refused to wear a mask and $100 for business and building owners that allow people inside without a face covering. Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay asked for the new ordinance, but said she did not intend for it to pass as drafted.
This was basically me presenting options that we never used and hope to never use. And I'm hoping that we can get to a productive place where we can figure out what would actually work, because people are coming to us talking about personal responsibility as being the way that they see our way out through this. And then we're actually not seeing that actually come into play in community action.
The Assembly did pass a series of amendments proposed by Jeff Mucci. One of those removed fines and enforcement by businesses. Mucci said existing law already allows a business to call police if they want to remove a non-cooperative customer.
The borough government has enforcement capabilities with our police department. They take care of the ordinance that we pass and the laws that we pass. They take care of that kind of stuff. To ask the business owners to take on the enforcement part of an ordinance, to me, seems kind of flawed from the beginning. The business owners have the opportunity to refuse service to anybody that comes into their store.
Another change clarified the requirement does not apply to private residences. Mucci also sought a verbal warning that would happen before a fine, but that failed. Bob Lynn proposed removing the fine for individuals, striking any fines from the new law, and that passed. It leaves essentially the same existing face covering requirement that already passed earlier this month. However, the new ordinance does add the language clarifying that the requirement applies to communal spaces. And again, that includes exercise areas, community events, and meetings or gatherings at private social clubs and nonprofits. Assemblymember Dave Kenzinger said his intent with the face covering requirement was to get everyone's attention about the seriousness of the outbreak, but he didn't know if fines would make any difference.
I didn't see this as something we're going to be living with till Christmas. But folks, if you don't do what we need to do right now, we're going to be dealing with this all winter. So it's in your hands, I guess. And a lot of people are right. We can't force you to do the right thing. You just have to figure that out on your own.
Kenziger encouraged the borough to continue education efforts about the requirement. With the new revision and without the fines, the mask mandate is in place through December 6th, unless the assembly votes to remove it earlier. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.